another warning about the dangers of doing business in China. As you know, 18 employees, no one has been a greater supporter of opening up relationship with China than James Packer. No one. He's made speeches about it, but eight counts for nothing. 18 employees of James Packer's Crown Resorts were arrested in China last week. 15 are Chinese employees, but 3 are Australian citizens. And they're accused of using the promotion of tourism to resorts owned by Crown as a cover to lure high-roller Chinese gamblers to Crown casinos attached to those resorts. As I've said to you many times, promotion of gambling is illegal under the new regime in China. A tough regime. They don't care. They're returning it to the real, dyed-in-the-wool, authentic communist China. Many casino resort companies believed that it was nevertheless possible to operate, quote, under the radar, so to speak, as long as they adhered to the rules limiting their marketing activities. Well, today we learn another 10 Chinese nationals, people licensed by Crown to bring Chinese gamblers to Crown resorts, have been detained by Chinese authorities. According to an industry insider, Crown's database is now in the hands of Chinese authorities following the seizure of the detained employees' computers and laptops. The insider said Chinese authorities also had details of other casino resort promotion teams working in China, including 12 people working for Star, who are thankfully now out of the country. However, the Crown employees under arrest, if charged and convicted, could theoretically be jailed for up to 10 years. This is, of course, yet another lesson in the dangers of doing business with communist China or in communist China. Oh, yes, it's made commercial progress. This is not a country which shares our values or where those who are charged can even rely on the rule of law. Remember, we sell to this lot whatever they want. Farms, water, the whole kit and caboodle, and we call it, Scott Morrison, the national interest. Well, may we ask whose interest? Plainly, not ours.